You're listening to CraigCasts. I'm Erin Fenner. Here's the latest Moffat County news. A Moffat County mink farm continues to receive unwanted attention. On November 14th, the farm was raided by an undisclosed individual or group. The perpetrators released every mink. Many were recovered, but because all the animals escaped, they can no longer be sold as breeding stock. The farmers will suffer a severe financial loss. They had a contract for more than $250,000, but will be lucky to see $10,000 selling the animals for their pelts. Moffat County Sheriff's Department and the FBI are working together on the investigation. Then, on Tuesday, the farmers suffered a second disappointment. County commissioners denied the farmers a conditional use permit to set up in a new location. All of this means the farmers will have to close up shop. They've been running a mink farm in a subdivision located 8 miles west of Craig, yet the property owner wants them to leave. Also, neighbors are upset with a foul smell that comes from the mink farm, namely the mink's feces, the raw meat they eat, and a skunk-like odor that comes from their glands. Farmers wanted to move operations to a new location. They were running the current mink farm without a permit. To comply, the mink farmers decided to seek the proper permit. Ultimately, commissioners decided that the mink farmers did not demonstrate they deserved the permit. Governor John Hickenlooper is coming to town. Moffat County, a community that's at odds with the governor, will welcome him at 11:30 Monday morning at the Moffat County Fairgrounds Pavilion. Later that day, he will also be meeting with local elected officials to talk about sage-grouse issues. The talk will be a chance for residents to take part in a discussion with the governor. Audrey Danner, interim director of the Craig Moffat Economic Development Partnership, said that it would be an opportunity for the community to respectfully present their views to the governor. People who want to see the governor should register with Audrey Danner or Linda Rice of the Department of Local Affairs. Craig Middle School is doing their part to make sure everyone in Moffat County is well fed this holiday season. The middle school collected 3,400 pounds of food to give to the Interfaith Food Bank. That's more than the 2,100 pounds of food they collected last year. The students were motivated by a competition between the classrooms and encouragement from their teachers. The goal of 15,000 cans may have seemed high, said Assistant Principal Jill Hafey, but the students were able to exceed that by the end of the week. And in wildlife news, Yampa Valley could get more ospreys. Alan Reiches, Yampa Valley Electric, and Cromer Contracting erected 2 new osprey nests in Moffat County. This means that 4 osprey nests are now in the area. Reiches is excited about the new osprey families that moved in. The first 2 nests went up in 2009, and 4 ospreys moved in 2012, producing 4 chicks total. Now Reiches expects to see even more ospreys move to Moffat County. This is Erin Fenner with CraigCasts.